The Amazing Prophecies Fulfilled by the Birth of Jesus Christ, an Advent Devotional from the C.S. Lewis Institute. December 16th, Born of a Virgin, by Lynn Marie Combe, Professor of Family Law at Regent University School of Law. An Old Testament Prophecy, Isaiah 7, verses 13 through 14. Quote, "And he, Isaiah, said, Hear then, O house of David, is it too little for you to weary men, that you weary my God also? Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel." End quote. Isaiah wrote this between 740 and 701 BC. The New Testament Fulfillment, Matthew 1, verses 18 through 23. Quote, "Now the birth of Jesus Christ took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. And her husband Joseph, being a just man and unwilling to put her to shame, resolved to divorce her quietly. But as he considered these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us." End quote. Matthew wrote this before 70 AD. If we are really honest with ourselves, we would agree that it is absolutely astounding to consider a supernatural pregnancy. Whether it's in Scripture or in Star Wars, it is astounding at least. But let's take a deep dive, not into the biology, but into the cultural why. A woman of purity is generally esteemed. One who remains a virgin until marriage is a model of purity. This aspect is not only highly esteemed, prized, and valued by her own person, but by her pending husband, her entire family, and her community. That is true in Middle Eastern cultures even today, as a woman who has lost by choice or been robbed of her virginity by rape is often cruelly cast off from her family and community. Imagine how much more exponentially true this cultural moire was at the time of Christ's birth. Virginity's value was supreme. Cherished purity was not only highlighted by this prophecy, but of course appeared to be absolutely impossible when a woman was with child. Who in the world would have expected this prophecy to come to fruition? Yet Mary's pregnancy nonetheless does just that, and it became not only a personal and marital focus for her and her fiancé Joseph, but of severe societal attention for their community and for their families. This unwed pregnancy warranted disgrace at best, or ultimately stoning, until Joseph protects her. So when Matthew put together these pieces of the puzzle, it all came amazingly into perfect focus. A standalone piece of prophecy is revealed to be the crux of every hope. Indeed, the Messiah is born of a virgin. Astounding, precious, pure, and true. Let us pray. Dear Jesus, we are amazed at your plan for yourself. Thank you for the gift of Advent. Amen. Thank you.
Side.